Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Salamander Jones, and you're listening to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Hell in a Cell Radio!
We got bodies everywhere, baby.
Special edition, Dan. It's Conquest.
Woo-hoo!
It is today, and the stars are already...
The stars are out and bright here.
I am telling you.
Westville, New Jersey.
I am, of course, the Dean of Credibility, Double D. You can catch me in Folsom County. With me, as always...
Don't catch him.
And I mean always.
Always.
I think we've only missed one show,
Fitting through thick and thin.
Certainly.
Through good and for bad.
You are
battling
here.
All the monsters and all the delegates of Delaware...
That's right.
Yes.
Stop with the Delaware. I don't want to have to go back and edit this.
Oh.
Like last time. Now, anyway. But
you
where
follow
can
me
find
Dan Law,
find
by
you?
The way. Yeah. DanLaw83 on
That's
Twitter.
Right. Now, of course.
Just search DanLaw83, you find me.
Now, of course, Dan, it is Conquest. We are finally here. Why don't we just talk about the card?
We
got some returns tonight. We got some stars. We got returns. Rematches.
You
grudges. Restraining orders.
Two very interesting rematches this week that I'm really looking forward to. Well, no, three rematches.
Three?
O-Dog.
O-Dog and Ron Starr. Tremont and...
Steve Zaff and Mike Madoff.
Three rematches. I didn't even realize.
You know,
that
I'm not
three.
Even here every day.
I'll tell you. But kicking things off, Dan. Now, I'm just going to give out the disclaimer card subject.
Text to change.
To change.
But
however...
Slightly.
Starting things out, it's going to be Smooth Aggression. That's right, baby. Get up and dance a little bit. Smooth Aggression is back. They suffered in their debut a loss against the Legion of Anarchy.
But it's a debut, and they were against a team
that's been on
that
the roll.
On a roll and hard to beat in the first place. So you really can't fault them for that, but they're back.
Oh, certainly not. I'm not faulting them. It's just
in
their first.
Just in general,
first,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. They're taking on highly entertaining wrestlers, making their return here tonight. Of course, I'm talking about Drew Blood, Xavier Cross,
Loudy, Waddles.
That's right. So they're going to be here. That's going to be an exciting tag team extravaganza.
It's going to be a great match. And
now, one of the rematches you were talking about, Dan.
Won't elaborate any further. Go ahead.
Steve Zaff. Sunday Steve Zaff, that's what they call him.
Tyrol and Steve Zaff.
Determination. Perseverance.
Glory.
Perhaps. Taking on the gold standard, Mike Madoff. And last show, Mike Madoff picking up the win.
Well, I mean, you got a guy who is a veteran of indie wrestling. He's been all over the place.
Trained by Necro Butcher.
Who's that, Dean?
You know who Necro
Butcher is. I know, I've just been...
He was in the wrestling.
No, I know. Nobody knew who he was before the wrestling. Why are you laughing?
Perhaps.
I mean, it's true. Outside of Philly. No, but you got a guy who's
outside of the general area.
Yeah, I wouldn't be, you know, your mouse matches the tablecloth. Anyway, ADD. You got a guy who has been all over the place, all over the country for indie wrestling, who is a veteran and has a lot of experience against a guy who really, quite frankly, doesn't have a lot of experience at all.
That's right.
But the student, can he beat the teacher?
We're going to find out. Apparently this all started because Mike Madoff, he wasn't impressed with his skills in the ring.
Hey, he just came out and started picking on him.
Left.
And
they're
not
going to
test this now,
partner,
are they, while we're on the air?
What?
They're not going to do this now while we're on the air, are they?
That's fine.
Okay.
Let them do it on the air. Right. We can talk over it. We'll scream
just
if we
be
have
mute.
To.
Just mute it.
Frankie Flo talking about debut.
This is what I want to say.
Frankie Flo with his son, Junior Flo, taking on that master illusionist, Damian Adams, with...
He only knows like three tricks.
Yours truly, Larry Lawson.
He's so original, Larry.
Larry Lawson, despite the fact that... I'm not going to go there, but anyway,
He carries balls around.
He does carry his balls around. He lost his putter
in
the
hand.
Brush.
Yeah, we got it. We
got
a sand trap once. We got the joke.
We got the joke. But this match, of course, last month...
I think Frankie might kill Dave.
He might.
I mean,
have you
Frankie
seen
was
Frankie?
Fit. Frankie's built like a brick-ass house.
Not only that, the man is just an angry... You're not right, Dan.
Yeah, that music. Yeah. See what I'm talking about? I told you.
So Frankie
Flo. Let's wait until we're on air to play the music.
He had to play in the room, didn't he?
I know, he did. Wrong show! Anyhow.
Anyway.
But
Frankie Flo, of course, North Jersey, he is a little bit more popular.
Yeah,
but he's
really
upset.
Popular out
this
there.
Is the point I was getting to. He's upset with the way that Damian treated him after the match. Frankly, all I saw was, I just saw Damian trying to help him up. There
that's the
is.
Right music. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Anyway.
Bucker?
It's ADD. We both have it today.
I know. What the heck is going on? Anyway, Frankie Flo.
No, North Jersey,
he's you already got to that point. You went to the point
you know
where
what,
he was
Dan? I'm
going to
tell you. ECPW. Tag team champion with who, Dan?
Who?
Bandito Jr.
Bandito Jr.? Support Bandito Jr.
That's
happy
right,
birthday,
support.
Bandito.
That's right. Happy birthday. He never listens.
Hashtag support. I don't care. Hashtag
he never
support
but
Bandito.
Larry Lawson, he, you know, he's
you were making the point.
Here.
I'm going to bring you back on track. You were making the point
I
that.
Was making a point.
You were making the point that Damian Adams.
Point?
Frankie Flo said that Damian
oh,
Adams
he was
did not treat him fairly. And you're going to say that you saw something different. I saw something completely different than you did. Were you not in the same spot? Focus. Stop listening to the music. Listen to me.
No, I'm just telling you, Dan, that... I'm just telling you, Dan, that this is
never going to make air.
Anyway, restraining order match. We're just moving on because I can't think right now.
I can't think either.
Restraining order match. Now, the winner receives the restraining order against the other. Receives a restraining order against the other to stay at least 50 feet away from Sienna Duvall.
So basically, if Sienna Duvall is in the building, she can stand in the back.
Technically, yes.
I would ask for a bigger restraining order. I don't know why you're laughing. I didn't mean because of Ron Stark's
50
size.
Feet.
I'm just saying, I mean, what's next? If this doesn't, you know, solve the issue. Is it a...
I don't know, but...
Is this
restraining order?
It is a...
I've also heard, there's rumors, Dan, that this is also a number one contender match for the title.
The heavyweight title?
Yeah. For the heavyweight
so
title.
Not only do you get a restraining order against you, but you go further down in the rankings at New Moon Rise.
That's right.
Why bother showing up again?
You know what? People have to take a chance. People, it's for all the marbles, man.
Right, you're right.
For all the marbles.
You're right.
World Tag Team Title Match. The Legion of Anarchy, the Challengers, they've been all rolled in. They are going to be taking on Fusion DS.
Stronger than ever.
Don't listen to the rumors.
Stronger than ever.
Than ever. Now, apparently, if you listen to the show, you heard Damian Dragon, he might have retired, he might not. I don't know what's going on, but I'm looking right here at the lineup card. Fusion DS in the house defending the tag team titles that they won from the Untouchables, who did defeat the Nigerian Nightmares. Tonight, Legion of Anarchy.
Ah.
Card subject to change.
They're not bringing in Judy Bagwell, are they?
I thought you were going to say another Judy.
Moving on, we have a lumberjack match. Now, last time, they couldn't contain the violence. They couldn't contain what was going on. They brought, it's crazy Ivan, Dan, coming back, taking on.
Don't say that word.
The C word is almost as bad as the other C
word. Mental Ivan.
But crazy Ivan taking on the bulldozer, Matt Tremont, here tonight at Conquest.
All right, this actually might get us all fired.
Crazy Ivan.
Because it could potentially get us all thrown out of this building that we have a legal license.
Crazy Ivan.
Stop saying the C word.
Taking on Matt Tremont.
Now, it's
now
the lumberjack match. Now, about the violence, every wrestler will be at ringside. Well, several wrestlers will be at ringside. Several stars from the New Rising Locker Room.
They made the call, Dan.
Will be at the ringside.
They have
be the color commentator for the show. We'll be at ringside to hopefully contain all of this violence that potentially could happen with these two.
I threw my hat in the ring. I threw my hat in the crap, my name in a hat. I wanted to be a lumberjack, but they said,
I threw
no,
my
no,
name
no.
in the hat, and they said,
no,
just do your job.
You are licensed in Pennsylvania? So, no. We
yes, so I'm only licensed in Pennsylvania.
Behind.
You're licensed in Pennsylvania.
That's what I'm saying.
In quotes.
No, I am. Oh, shut up. Now the main event, Dan. This is something I'm looking forward to.
I don't know how this is going to... Remember...
Hank Tolan.
Card subject to change.
Hank Tolan and the Gunners. That's King Blackie. Ty Reno. Taking on... You like to call him what, Dan? Not the Burgundy Brigade.
The Rotund Brigade.
The Rotund Brigade.
I said Rotund for you, Christina.
The Rotund, that of course is Slim Burgundy.
Rotund, and when you're rotund, there you have no corners.
It's the standard.
They cut excellence. No corners, waka waka.
It's the standard of excellence, Nathan Avery. The center of attention, Mark Angel, and Mr. Upgrade, Mike Reed.
Card subject to change.
So, looking forward to this match, I see no chance in hell that Hank Dolan is going to win this match.
Oh, no.
He can. I'm not ready for him, so he can. He can please remove himself from the premises. Please, please.
Very good point. He didn't say anything.
Get out of here.
Hey, hey.
There's
you said everybody but one person, and that one person.
No,
over
I'll
there.
Have him on, but he has to wait his turn. He's over here.
Well, we went over the card. What's next?
We take a commercial break is customary.
Okay. I'm gonna get my
back.
Drink of water. We'll be right back, folks.
Well, no, you didn't really expound on the main event.
Well, I mean...
What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the Rotund Fat Brigade getting their asses kicked, frankly.
I don't see it happening. Have you seen this guy train?
I've heard him train for 2 minutes and he went out of breath, but sure.
It's very impressive.
I'm really not impressed by him. I'm impressed... Nathan Avery is a hell of an athlete. The Upgrade is a hell of an athlete. Mark Angel, I love Mark Angel, but I don't think they can beat Tank Tolan and the Gunners, quite frankly. I'm sorry, the Gunners.
It's the Gunners.
I'm too white.
That really is a problem.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry.
Try
mother
calling
was
their
I,
matches.
My mother was Irish. I can't tan.
But we'll be right back, Dan, after this.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room on WEXT 1600 AM in Philadelphia and TheBradyHicks.com. Like what you hear? Be sure to check out all the other great content available on TheBradyHicks.com. In the Room, Between the Ropes, JV Mail, Hell in a Cell Radio, Titus Machiavelli, The Papa Don Show, What's Wrong with Wrestling, The Book Club, Saturday Night Akbaz, The Extreme Odd Couple with Steve Carino and Rob Dimension, The O Show, The Fish Tank with Bobby Fish, and Dimple Date, The Day Dating and Relationship Shows at TheBradyHicks.com. Great video content. This Week in Wrestling. Stepping Out with Sassy Stephanie. WSU and ECWA TV. Completely Damaged. Wrestling Reflections with Darren Corbin. And so much more. Check it out today.
This is the Knight Rider, Robert Knight, from New Moon Rising Wrestling. Have you ever dreamed of having your birthday party inside a professional wrestling ring? Well, now is your opportunity. You've seen the rest. Now it's time to experience the best. At New Moon Rising Wrestling's birthday bash birthday parties, we don't just offer unique and affordable party options. We create memories that will last a lifetime. We offer three outstanding party packages. All packages include great photo opportunities with the wrestlers and real championship belts, along with fun in a professional wrestling ring. For more information, go to nmrwrestling.com or call 609-820-2793 for the New Moon Rising Wrestling Birthday Bash.
All right, Dan, we're back. Of course, the Mystery Men with Keep My Heat On.
But it's your theme song, sir.
Keeping the heat on, we are joined by...
Well, they don't do it.
Justin America now. Justin America is not booked on the show.
Yeah, but he's hanging around, so that makes me nervous.
Taking a pain. The H is O. Now, what does that mean?
The heat is on.
Oh.
There he goes.
He's talking slang.
Talking some slang.
Do they
now,
get
Justin,
that in the ghetto?
I don't get your ghetto references.
I don't get it either.
I'll stay on.
But now, thanks for having me on the Dean Dixon show.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Nobody looks forward
now,
to that. We're all, hey, you know what? The show is only good as it gets, Justin.
Absolutely.
Well, in that case, this is a great show then.
I guess.
Perhaps one of the most excellent I've ever seen.
We'll
now,
see what the numbers say.
Last month, you took out the garbage, as I like to say.
Yes. Well,
Jake Bishop.
Speaking of taking out the garbage, is my good friend Harry on the line?
No, he's not.
Oh. No, he's not.
Well, Harry, if you're listening, please call in. I'd like to go over a few things about the trailer trash talk with the fat neck with you.
Oh.
So that's a plea out to our good friend Harry.
That's a plea out to the police? Okay. Well, maybe he'll
come.
I would like if Harry, who is a distinguished gentleman who speaks the Queen's English,
he does speak English.
He may be able to translate neck into American English for me.
So you want to go all the way across the pond and have it come back, and maybe you can understand.
I believe in worldwide dominance, and with the help of Harry, with the help of the Dean Dixon show, we may be able to continue.
Okay. Well, you never know. You never know. I like that plan. It sounds good to me. Dan, do you have a question for our distinguished guest?
Let him be on the Dean Dixon show, and I'll sit here and play.
You know what I've noticed? You know what I noticed? This guy, he sucks up to all the other guests.
Mm-hmm.
You get Tank Tolan on, he's there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Tank, let's talk about WWE.
Yeah.
Because it was such a distinguished run there.
I don't even remember him.
I thought perhaps Tank was behind me when I said
well,
that.
Yeah, well,
you know how that goes. Hey, okay, everybody's showing up.
So anyway, I don't shut up to Justin because I think he's dirty and he doesn't play a fair game.
In
this little game of chess!
Play a fair game. This guy has the cleanest win in the history. Cleanest win in the history of New Moon Rising Wrestling, winning the United States Championship in Tyree.
Were you at the same?
Forget it. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yes,
your win over Tyree.
Let me go back in time before I was cheated out of my United States Championship.
Yeah, yeah.
When
I
gotta
clean that loss was.
When I victoriously, soundly and intelligently, the American way, beat Tyrene.
Was he hiding
one,
in a boat?
1, 2, 3. Now, going through the history book, since the reboot, that's your only victory. Care to comment?
I just want to say, he said that, not me.
The Dean Dixon show.
Because the Dean Dixon of the Dean Dixon show is the Dean of Credibility.
Double D?
I hear a lot of reasons.
You can find me at Folsom County.
Dean, you point out a very good fact there. I do, since I've been back, have a singular victory. But I would say it was probably one of the most important victories One of the most important victories.
I think your call may have been answered.
You're welcome, because I tweeted this.
We have a guest.
Caller, state your
name and where you're calling from.
Well, just to say that the plane went out and the great Harry Bonnet is here.
Yes, it is the great one, Mr. Harry Barnett.
Now,
how are you,
Harry,
sir?
how are you doing, sir?
What did he say about me?
He didn't say anything. Good.
Harry, are you
there?
I
heard about three voices at once. What was your question, Dean?
I was just wondering if you had a question for Justin America.
No, he's answering the call.
Yes. Harry, I was hoping perhaps Dean could send over an audio file to you later in the evening, and you could translate it for me. It's going to be, and I know this will be a terrible thing for your ears, because it's going to be the audio file of the ringside with the Roughneck.
Ringside with the Roughneck. All I heard there was stolen night court.
Yes, that's.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
He's already on the game.
Yeah, that's the right name. So, Stolen Night Court with special guest Sohai LJ Cruz. I was wondering if you could translate trash into English for me.
Oh, absolutely. I speak many languages, you know, even that disgusting redneck's language of trash, as you said.
And I'm sure you've went to many lengths to learn this language, not because of any reasons that, like, you live in poverty or whatever, which I know you are an independent wealthy man, as am I. You learned this language so you could know what your enemies are speaking behind your back.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I've got to look down on them somehow. I've got to know what they're talking about. It hurts me to know their language, but, you know, I've got to somehow.
And that's what makes you a worldly man.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's going to feel good tonight knowing that you would have taken him out again. I'm hoping that's what you plan on doing.
Well, I don't want to let out all of my plans, but I'll just say that there's going to be some surprises tonight, especially when it comes to Mr. Nick.
You heard it here first. Care to comment, Harry?
Well, you know, it's about time someone got rid of him. How many times has, you know, it's about time someone gets rid of Nick. I don't, whatever Justin does, it's going to be brilliant. Whatever Beverly Berwick does, it'll be brilliant. These guys are going to put on a hell of a show, whatever they do. Someone please retire the Nick again.
It'll be unbelievable. Bodadash.
Okay, Harry, I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Harry.
And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great show, but thank you again for calling in.
And
there's a little bit of a delay.
Yeah.
Right? He's so far away.
Yeah.
You know.
But good technology like you have.
I try.
Yeah.
I try. I only have the
military
space.
I heard there was a rumor of Wi-Fi getting put in here, but
I heard
that
Wi-Fi,
never happened.
I heard state-of-the-art fitness center.
I don't know. Joseph
doesn't run this.
You have to talk to Don Warren about
that.
Yeah,
the board.
Yeah.
Don Warren.
I haven't seen him yet.
Have you seen him yet?
Mm-mm. I haven't seen him.
Why is somebody who's so...
Now...
What is this? We're talking over me? That's right. It's the Dean Dixon show. I don't know. Forget it.
Go ahead.
Talk to your... I
was going to thank him for coming because he's obviously very busy.
Well, I was about to ask why somebody who's supposedly running the show, why he's not here yet.
Who, Don Warren? We'd all like
who
to know,
Dan. Who
are
we talking about?
Don Warren.
Right, then.
Where
don't
is
get
he?
Testy with me.
I'm not getting testy
you're
with you.
You're getting testy with me.
I'm a little upset.
Appreciate it.
You said the D word.
Don?
Stop it.
Don.
See, because I've had issues with Don. So
gee,
Justin.
Because maybe it's just you sticking your nose in business that doesn't belong. You sit at this table,
let
I stay
me,
behind the camera, and
me,
you don't get involved.
Let me reiterate something.
May I?
Go.
Please, school me.
Dan, on the Dean Dixon show.
One more time.
On the Dean Dixon show. Who is your boss?
I would like to point out that I don't get paid to be on the Hell in the Cell Talk radio show.
So what you're saying is Dean Dixon is your boss on the Dean Dixon show.
Yeah, whatever.
If Dean Dixon...
He's Johnny Carson, I'm Ed McMahon.
If Dean Dixon viciously...
I said the name.
Hi-yo!
Viciously. And...
Good one.
And in an unprovoked manner...
Rustek, will you come back me up, please?
Smashed your face into a ring pole? Wouldn't you sue him?
No, because I was somewhere I wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah, well...
Please...
How come Don Warren... Nothing happened to Don Warren.
Please
come
back.
Smashes my face.
I only made
like 20
of once. Please back me up on this. Please.
Right. Gentlemen, I have to go.
Well, obviously.
No, don't leave.
There's
no,
a foul
no, please,
odor in
please,
the air.
Please, continue. Chill out and
it
say
it
the
smells,
stuff to his face.
It smells something of garlic
right, we'll
and,
leave then,
and
please.
Communism.
Please leave.
I'll be back.
Bye. Definitely. See you later.
Definitely.
Keep it walking.
I'm glad he...
I got tougher when I get further away. You notice that, right?
I'm glad he left.
You notice how I get
oh,
tougher
oh, you're booking
it.
Do I got to tell you something or not? I'm getting written on Twitter right now.
Are you serious?
Sure. I don't want this guy anywhere near me.
Oh, well, maybe... Well, you were allowed to kiss some ass for 5 minutes, and now it's my turn.
Go ahead.
There's nothing on, but, you know, you look professional when you put the headphones on. Oh, cool. What about... Yeah. Hey, Dean. How dare you?
Thank you.
John. This is awesome. Anyway, we're joined by the American Fatneck.
And Sienna Duvall. Just want to say hi. Bye.
And Sienna
Ladies and gentlemen, Sienna Duvall.
Yeah.
Sienna Duvall. Huge pop. Huge pop. A huge pop. So.
You're going to make fun of my laugh? You of all people.
You know, I have to agree with you for once, sir.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, you're bridging cats. That's
now,
cute.
Now, tonight we have Wingside with the Wuffneck.
Listen, I want to just point out, I only made fun of you once, and I was kidding, and he's the one that carries it on.
Oh, I know.
So, this jerk, you give him hell, since you already gave me hell earlier, and you tell him how
Look,
you
Look, I went out, and I got you a new book.
That's my book for
Complete
Tank. Stop it.
Idiot's Guide to Broadcasting.
Damn.
Are you licensed in Pennsylvania?
Am I licensed in Pennsylvania? To carry a weapon, that's about it. No. I'm
Is that
even,
a threat?
No, I'm not actually legal to carry a weapon. Not that the Roughneck carries weapons. I do believe in gun laws, but I don't carry one. That would just be wrong.
Okay, so Roughneck, tonight is the debut of Wingside with the Roughneck.
Keep it up. Keep it up, D. You're about 2 feet from me. That's about 6 inches short of my arm.
Come on, I'm asking you a question.
Ringside with the Roughneck.
The debut is tonight.
Yes, it is. I am going to blow the roof off of this place with my first cast.
Which is probably not that hard, actually.
So high, LJ Cruz.
So what?
I was making fun of the...
I don't like the guy either. I don't trust him. I don't know what he's talking about, this trust and believe garbage.
It is 420.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey! Sweet.
So, my thing is, I'm going to bring him on, ask him a few questions about this trust and believe stuff that he's spewing.
I don't know if he's spewing it. I mean... I'm just saying...
That's outstanding.
But, you know, let me just
behind the scenes.
Let me just behind the scenes. Drew Blood Kane behind the Roughneck and put a handicap sign on his back. Bravo.
Yeah, that was good. I'll give him that.
Bravo, Drew Blood.
I want to give a shout out to my favorite fan, my biggest fan in the world.
Oh, your what?
Harry Barnett.
Harry is here. I can put him on.
I'll put him on. How are you, Harry Barnett? I'm
glad. Well, I got to put him on.
Well, I know he's listening.
He's introing. You know, he can't say hi to this guy.
Okay, Harry's on. Harry,
really?
How you doing?
Really?
Yeah, what's
really?
Up, brother? You ready to come out here and hang out with the Roughneck in September?
I think I'd rather cut both of my wrists than do any of that.
I can lend you a razor.
Yeah, I'm sure you can, but I pretty much think that Mother Nature did that to the top of your head rather than razors.
Hold on. There we go.
Sorry, I got a little interrupted there by
Harry
someone.
Barnett in his throat.
Harry Barnett. Now, back to Harry Barnett, my favorite and biggest fan. He's got to love the Roughneck because he's always talking about me. He even shaved his head so he could look like me.
Actually, I think that was hereditary.
No, he's there. He's just listening to the stupidity flow forth from your mouth.
No, he actually did drop.
He actually did drop.
You dropped him.
She hung up. He was tired of listening to
the
garbage coming out of your mouth.
Read the book.
You read the
book. Read the book. Roughneck,
you got the stupid show. You cheated to get it.
Cheated.
Were you
watching the same match?
I'm tired of it, Roughneck.
Were you watching the same match?
Look, when I'm done with this Tank Nolan thing, I'm exposing the world to the lies of the Roughneck.
You know, I'm looking at your beard. That's a very nice beard. Emmett Smith could help you out, brother.
Oh, I got that. That's good. Just for men, you know, because you're gray and everything.
Yeah, I'm a little older than you.
Yeah, looks like
I'm a little older than you,
We're
brother.
We're about the same age.
He's got about 10 years.
He's got about 10 years on.
Yeah.
So that's not about the same
old.
Age. So we're on contradiction with Dean of Credibility Dixon.
About the same, but I'm 10 years old.
Anyway.
So you're the contradiction.
So I'm tired of it. I'm going to expose your lies.
Lying like trying to steal toys and locking Tank Tolan's hand to the...
Yeah.
He was a danger. He was a danger to me. He was a danger to the fans. He had to be locked away.
I think he was a danger to you, but you know, if he stayed over to hell over here, it wouldn't be a problem.
Roughneck.
It
was nice seeing
you.
Get out of here.
Where the hell did Harry Barnett go? Oh, yeah, you dropped him.
I didn't drop him.
You dropped him. You suck.
Get out. Go that far in the character. Now we are back. It's the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont. He is here with us. Now tonight, you have Crazy
welcome
Ivan.
Welcome back, first of all.
Thank you, man.
Yes, welcome back to New Moon Rising.
I'm going to talk to the top of the American Rock.
Just to talk.
That is a tough thing to
just
do.
Just talk for a couple of seconds, you'll be all right.
But you're back. You have Crazy Ivan yet again. It's a lumberjack match because apparently last time you were here, the officials here, led by Don Warren, said that it was too violent. Too much of a danger for the fans.
So I
they're
think
keeping you in the ring.
The lumberjacks outside the ring really going to help with the violence inside the ring.
Yeah, I really hope these lumberjacks are prepared for the carnage that one suit. Like, thank God the last time I was here, right when it was when the first match with me and Ivan was all said and done, I promised them this one would be the end, and this was just the first notice of what was about to come. And we're back here tonight, lumberjack match. And we're here to show New Moon how New Moon and Ivan are going to escalate even more tonight, because we had no finish last month. We both got frustrated and caught in the moment. We took out the referee of the match, and we all saw what happened at the end with the chair swinging brawl, which I enjoyed very much.
I did enjoy the last. It was like horseshoes.
Yeah.
Chair. Finally got him in the head.
Yeah. Finally got the ringer.
I knew, channel my.
That's good.
But, we're here today, proving grounds. I'm pumped up.
So what's the strategy when you get
you
in the ring
have a strategy.
In a lumberjack match? I mean, obviously we know that some people might not like Ivan too much. So you're going to dump it out over there, dump it out on that side of the ring, and hopefully a few of the lumberjacks get a few licks in and weaken them up a little bit for you?
I think if they're definitely going to be ringside, they have to partake in some part. So if I can dump Crazy Ivan's carcass over the top rope, and I don't care who it is or what side it is. I don't care. I don't have no friends here. I'm a one-man army here in New Moon. This is another place where I will be. Bulldozer's here alone, and me and Ivan get in there tonight. Only violence and problems and craziness once again.
And I just want to point out the very precise, soft-spoken Matt Tremont, whatever. What is it? Tremont.
Tremont.
Yeah, Tremont.
And then when that music hits, stand the hell back.
Well, that's true. We've talked about it before. When he he was picking up a few tips. I don't know. But
very popular book.
But you can hear him back there like a caged animal. The transformation that takes place.
I mean,
really,
and then you come through
really
the curtain, it's over.
Yeah.
A couple grunts before the curtain, and I'm good to go.
Yeah.
There's real no.
Have you heard the commentary that didn't make air from Dean and Brady?
I have not.
You haven't heard that?
I'm effing scared.
No. He's saying. But you burst through here because you're right.
Yeah.
You're 2 feet away. You
yeah.
burst through
you're
here.
2 feet.
And it was
the best suit in the house.
Holy S. Here he comes.
And Brady was like, I'm really effing scared, Dean.
And then he said, that MF is crazy. But that was your first time. Lumberjack match strategy, we covered. What do you have in store for him besides violence? I guess it's just violence, right?
It's
you got to end this thing.
It's not violence for the sake of violence, on my understanding. But now, after what happened and transpired at the end of the first encounter, few months back. Tonight is just fuels the fire even more, and the heat, so to speak, is here.
Are you looking to actually wrestle or just beat the crap out of him at this point?
At this point, I think last month we surprised a few people and we wrestled a little bit more. I think tonight you can definitely see the next level and wherever that takes. Obviously, he's an unpredictable, crazy individual. So game plan, there is no game plan for a guy like Craig Giles.
There you go, no game plan. You got it out. So, you know what? Before you go, I have a quick question. On Point returns here.
Yep.
At the Proving Grounds,
yes, sir.
May 25th. We'll actually have a pre-show if you can call in. That's great. But May 25th, you're putting a lot into it. You're taking on, personally, low-life Louis Ramos.
Thanks to our partnership and good friends here at New Moon, we're able to return on May 25th. And I think we have slowly put the card out. It's coming together well. Myself and Louis, like you said. Louis Ramos, for those who don't know him, when you think of Jersey All-Pro wrestling up in North Jersey in the early days, he's an icon and a Jersey All-Pro Hall of Famer and Square Circle House of Horrors. We haven't really put too much out about the match, what it's going to look like, and what it's all going to pertain. That 100% is the main event on the show, followed by first time tag match. Figgy Sanchez, Delirious, taking on one of the tag teams that's under the radar, I think, and are steadily and slowly making a name for themselves, show by show, here at New Moon and here at other places. So that's going to be a big tag team match. You know, and, we were able to have a good show back in January, pack the place, and that's 100% the goal.
Yeah.
Again, to pack this place once more.
Definitely. Matt, thank you for taking time out of your pre-match rituals.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And we'll be talking to you sometime soon. Tournament of Death, do you know anything about it?
June 8th.
I know that, but
I'll be there. I'm 100% in the tournament. And
I'm in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Awesome.
If you want to prelude the violence, so to speak, since the show's not happening now, make sure you come to CW's next show, May 11th. Title Proving Grounds, where we are
crazy
today. Yeah. But I haven't cut this promo yet, so this will be the first time I've said it anywhere. On May 11th, a lot of violent things have happened in the CZW. But on May 11th, at the stage on the Voorhees, I promise to CZW fans of old and new, the management, the locker room, and Joe Gacy, that I promise the most violent act that has ever taken place in the history of CZW to take place on May 11th.
We're talking about light tubes. We're talking about weed whackers.
Yes, sir.
You're saying more violent than that.
More violent.
How many plates of glass did you?
You already went through how many plates of glass?
Quite a few.
Just like quite a few.
Are you just throwing off the building? Are you going to jackknife off the building?
Yeah, I'll say this. It's such a violent act that I've brainstormed for what happened this past weekend at CZW. What happened at WrestleCon. Joe Gacy left me laying in the pool of my own blood.
He did.
And
you didn't tap out, though.
Did not
tap out.
No. Wrestling fans remember Austin and Bret Hart from WrestleMania. Same sequence.
That's exactly what went through my mind.
And, I can say this, and I'll go out on a limb. The most violent act in history won't have glass involved or barbed wire involved, possibly. But I promise that if people remember some of the violent moments when John Zandig was hung from the top of the UCW arena on fish hooks, and so many other things. That's the one thing that comes to my mind that people remember. It's one of those over-the-top moments. I promise when there's violent acts in the history of the company on the internet. Whether it's going to happen to both of us, or we're just going to go into yourself.
Well, will CZW still have a home after? You know what I'm saying?
I hope so. I hope the skate zone's right. But nothing else.
So this is May 11th. Proving Ground, CZW, and that's actually a doubleheader too.
And I'm on that card too.
Queen tournament.
I'm pretty pumped up for that. Something different.
Yeah.
I'm tagging with Addie Starr from Canada, and I believe I don't know if anything's been announced yet. So I don't know.
Before we go, Mister, the listener.
I'm not bringing him on because he. No, I'm not. We're not doing that. We'll wait till September.
Okay. I'll explain later,
all
sir.
Right.
When we take the music break, we'll explain. Yeah, yeah. But, Matt, thank you so much.
I tried, Harry, to bury you. I'll bury you next time, buddy.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you, and we'll talk very soon.
All right.
On the Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
On a lonely highway, east of a
All right, Dan, we are back.
Hey!
It is Conquest that is here tonight. Do your thing, Dan.
I mean, we could not pump this
the
shit.
Hard sell. Do it right now. I'm getting the mic for you.
Thank you very much. It was fine
do
where
it
was
it.
Because...
It doesn't matter,
we, I could not pump this show up enough. If you're just based on Tremont and crazy... I mean, Ivan alone... You $10.
Crazy Ivan is back.
Stop. And Harry, I'll get you next week. $10. We got how many? Nine or eight? Eight or nine?
Card subject to change.
Card subject to change. You got 2 hours of some of the best independent wrestling in the area, and that's just from Observer, the Observer position that I'm in. That's easy for me to say. 10:30, Delsey Drive. Westville, New Jersey.
Building 4W.
Building 4W. Exit 25A, 295. It's $10. You don't have to pay for parking. Go spend $500 at WrestleMania and then pay $40 for parking. Have fun with that.
Exactly. I don't understand these people that they complain about the WWE product, but yet they still support it week in and week out. And especially
when you have a show right here around the corner from your house, and it's $10. Get Drew Butts over here.
Did you say get Drew Blood over here?
I said get Drew Blood over here.
I think, you know what, we'll have enough time. Drew,
let's do it. Uh-oh.
Oh,
oh no.
Here comes Loudy.
Oh, no. Oh, good. The
okay.
Whole family's here.
Highly
entertaining
wrestlers. So
let's
the mic
let
there.
It go.
Go ahead, guys. You hijacked me.
What's up, guys? Let's not use the word hijack.
You miss us?
Did
I miss you?
Yes. Fantastic. Good answer. Good answer.
How are you, Loudy?
I'm insulted.
Why? Because you're back in this building you like so much?
Well, no. I mean, it just took you guys this long. No.
We were actually going to
wrap.
You were rapping on. You were doing the show.
Yeah, we were rapping.
We were rapping.
You know.
See, same thing last month when we were apparently, you know.
It's him, not me.
Not
no. Last month you were on.
We were not on last month. We were not one.
The month
you
before.
Know, you were
the month before.
What, was it 2 months ago?
Yes. Well, I got you back.
Was it?
Yeah.
Last month we were here.
We
you
got
know,
punched.
We showed up.
2 months, Dean.
It was last month.
It was. My, how the time flies.
You know what? We're here now, and you guys have a job, and you have to ask those questions, and we have to give you answers. That's how this goes. So ask my clients questions now.
Smooth aggression. You're like a tonight.
I don't need
anything because I have everything.
Kinda need a. That's not
gotta
proper English,
you buffoon.
You mean we need a win,
Mr. Dixon?
We need
a
win. Fine. I was kind of dancing
talking.
Around.
Keep,
I was kind of
like
dancing around the issue.
Keep angering everybody.
American Roughneck leave his book here again.
He did.
Funny story. 5 years ago, one of Smooth Aggression members. Onslaught.
I saw the picture.
You know, he held me tightly in his arms and allowed another man to beat me repeatedly.
Sounds like a
and that's why I brought Xavier Cross here tonight to personally tell him what he's going to do to him. Tell him, Xavier.
That exact scene painted in Loudy's head every night he goes to sleep. That terrible nightmare. I will recreate it.
He's crying again.
On this.
Why are you bringing it
this
up?
This monster. This horrid man.
I feel bad.
And he will feel the pain that Loudy felt oh so long ago.
This pint-sized beast named Onslaught.
It's funny. I have a nightmare of that every time, but I wake up every morning with the Scrooge McDuck jumping through the gold, and I'm like, yes, it was just a dream. But you see, that nightmarish event is going to be rectified tonight when highly entertaining wrestlers beat Smooth Aggression here at the Proving Ground.
It's not going to be smooth about it. It's going to be like shaving with a dull razor tonight, buddy. It's going to be rough.
Ow. You never know. With Tremont here, you might bring a razor in.
Why not? I'm not the class act. I don't know if he carries razors.
What do you mean by that? I don't know what you mean by that.
I don't know what he means by
that.
What
do you mean by Tremont having a razor?
What is that?
I don't know
what you could possibly be talking about there.
I don't know what he's talking
about. More importantly, let's talk about some highlights.
Way to expose it.
Talk about the highlights.
No, I didn't mean that.
Straight to DVD model shoot. Drew Blood will be appearing in.
Straight to DVD?
April 2013.
Hey, let me defend the Straight to DVD. They make a lot of money.
Well, that's
they do.
We're talking, you know. that's where the business is going.
You doing Blu-ray?
I'm waiting for Xavier Cross.
Well, Xavier Cross, painting pictures and
he's on the action.
Telling stories about children's bedtime books, will be coming in the summer. So
that's
tuned.
A summer. That's a summer release.
Some adventure.
We have your
see, shoot. That's what I mean.
That's a fork, not
that's
a razor.
That's a fork. That's not a razor.
I wasn't talking to you.
Luckily we had security around to break that
you
up.
Know, well,
just in case.
You know, have the ambition.
No, I would like the chubby man back. Can you put this? Can
yes,
you put that?
I've always found
okay,
I always found you a jolly.
Look at the curly hair.
I prefer
around.
This man.
Did you see the curly hair?
Yes.
I wanted
amazing.
You to know I'm growing it because of that comment.
Yes.
Obviously, I know I got some stalkers on Twitter at Philly Drew Blood Doc, you know, on Twitter, because somebody said they see me at Best of Best last week.
That was this guy.
I was watching.
It's a funny story, too.
It was weird. I was watching. I was like,
hey, Loudy,
stop.
Hey.
No,
sorry, Loudy.
Okay.
I apologize.
You know,
no, you're
listen,
right.
Listen, Dean overshadows
Shush.
You a lot, so I want you to get as much in as you can.
Yeah, he does overshadow me, because he just talks and talks and blah, blah, blah.
That's
what he's
saying. There's one building we come to, and it's the Proving Ground, where these fans decide to take their whole day and make up little signs. And they're, you know, they're not very nice signs.
That's
they're
not
like,
that's not
like Xavier Cross has an amazing smile or Drew Blood has nice eyes. They don't say that. They say derogatory things such as
hardly entertaining wrestler.
Hardly entertaining wrestler.
Oh, H-E-W.
What else did I hear?
I'm sorry.
Cross-dresser.
That is not
true.
It's actually kind of, it's kind of...
You know, like in a way.
Like derogatory sign to say fabulous.
Exclusive, guys. Tonight, I made my own sign.
You made your own.
So, sign guy, kid, whatever you want to call yourself. You
like, this sign totally blows anything out of the water. This kid's going
to
put the shame
on
it.
They can hand out all the annoying signs they want.
Are you behind Dave Spieler's new sign?
No.
Captain Dave!
Oh, my God.
Captain Dave Radio Show. Don't, do not knock that sign. He has perfect penmanship. He has the handwriting of a serial killer.
True story, 2 weeks ago, myself, highly entertaining wrestlers, and Captain Dave went to a strip club.
Listen,
Captain Dave
took it over.
Dropped money more than I've ever seen anyone.
That was the moment they took it over.
Captain Dave's got a face for radio.
He makes it rain with emotion.
No, go ahead. You guys took it over. It's fine.
Listen,
no,
yeah, you're listening to hardly entertaining radio right now. These hosts don't want to play their role. We're going to do a word association with Drew Blood right now. Drew, peanut butter.
Yum.
Cross, rainbows.
Fabulous.
Go, Cross, right back to you on this double up. Jelly beans.
Ooh, jelly belly.
Delicious.
Okay. Smooth aggression. Both use.
Lose it.
And that's what's going to happen tonight. Ha ha. You've been listening to Highly Entertaining Radio, and we're out of here. Back to you, Dean.
Oh, yeah, by the way, pick up your complete idiot's guide to the pro wrestling author, American Roughneck, $6.95 here at Barnes & Noble.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been highly entertained. Stop.
I know I've been highly entertained, Dan. You know what? We ran a bit over, but...
Well, you ran a bit over. I got ran out of here.
You did.
I don't know.
He took over.
Nobody's talking to me that way, damn it.
From the time he said he had the penmanship of a...
Serial killer,
that was it.
I remember the joke.
They took over. So, but
anyway...
Dan, get back to the hard sell and we're out of here.
Are we live, real?
Yeah,
we're live. What is it about a hard sell?
You got a point.
New Moon Rising, NMR Wrestling... .com. Let me try that again. NMRWrestling.com. Find out results of the show. If you missed it, if you were here.
If you were here, go
if
back.
If you weren't here, you're dumb for not being here. HIAC Talk Radio.
.com. Follow it on the Twitter, HIAC Talk Radio. Follow me. I am Folsom County.
I am DanLaw83.
Big thanks to all the guests, highly entertaining wrestlers.
I know.
We also had
them.
Matt Tremont. We also had Justin America. The American Roughneck, unfortunately, was here.
I thank American Roughneck for being here.
So
it was incredible.
So thanks to all those people. And you know what? We got the show to get ready for, Dan.
Well, I've got some new medical information on Jerry the King Lawler that just came in a few moments ago. We understand that Jerry Lawler has bruised ribs and
Well, with all due respect, he's also suffering from anal bleeding.
What?